In chapter 21, Perakhov Aleph of Shmuel Aleph, the Navi discusses the continued flight of David HaMelech. After going first to Nov, the city of Kohanim, he then goes ahead and makes his way to the city of Gut. And it is there that in Gaz he goes ahead and he encounters Achish. So people come back to Achish, who was the king of Gat, and they say to him, you know, David, who killed Goliath, is here in our midst. And David hears about the fact that people are murmuring about him. Now, obviously, he's in mortal danger of being in hostile territory. So the Navi says something amazing. It says, Vayasem David es hadvarme ela bilbabo. So David heard that people were speaking about him, you know, saying the mighty warrior of the Jewish people is here. He feared for his life. What did he do? This is Pasuk Yud Dalid. Vayishano es ta'amo be'enehem. Vayeshalel bi'adam vayesev adol sos ashar. Vayored riro al zekano. So what ends up happening is David HaMelech essentially feigns insanity. He starts drooling all over himself. He starts banging on the doors. And it works because Achish says, you know, Chasra Mishugayim Ani, I don't have enough crazy people in my kingdom that I need another one. And the plan worked. And what's really incredible about this is David HaMelech teaches us a profound lesson, which is the necessity for humility in order to weather all of life's difficulties and vicissitudes. David HaMelech was the anointed one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the king. He was the son-in-law of the king. He was the future king. Yet he recognized that in order to be successful in this particular situation, he would have to go ahead and feign insanity. He'd have to go ahead and pretend that just he was literally, again, insane. Insane. And you would think to yourself that a person might say, that's so beneath me. It's so not. But again, what humility says is that sometimes it's not about me, but it's about figuring out what I need to do in order to continue my mission. This is what David needed to do in that very moment in order to continue his holy mission. And so incredibly enough, he feigned insanity. And I think the lesson for us is incredible also. Sometimes the need to be humble, the need to put the ego on the side in order to get the job done. David HaMelech did it and he lived to fight another day. And if we can find that same koach as well, there's no telling how we can be successful in life as well.